Cord blood banking industry, key benchmarks to track and why to care. The Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report. Market size, segmentation, and forecasts. Market report reveals key benchmarks to track and why you should care. Benchmarks are critical to assess, because the cord blood banking industry has matured substantially over the past few years, creating both serious threats and novel opportunities. Therefore, judging individual company performance relative to the broader cord blood marketplace has become substantially more complex. Serious threats to the cord blood banking industry include new accreditation requirements that have increased the cost structure of cord blood banks, a decline in cord blood transplant within the U.S. and other geographical regions, low rates of turnover for stored cord blood units, expensive cord blood transplantation procedures, costing from $200,000, $300,000 each, difficulty with educating obstetricians about cellular therapies, poor press coverage in many regions worldwide, including major news outlets. Other uncontrollable factors that could threaten the cord blood industry include new legislation, changes in transplant reimbursement, continually evolving accreditation requirements, the potential for competitive approaches to be shown as more optimal, patent challenges for processing or transplant technologies, changes in public perception of private versus public banking, shift in policy recommendations by influential medical organizations, and changes in government support. Marketing pressures are also impacting the industry, with the term cord blood becoming one of the 20 most expensive search terms on Google, winning U.S.-based search traffic through Google AdWords. For the search phrase, cord blood now costs $45.87. When all locations are allowed, the cost for winning search traffic through Google AdWords for the phrase cord blood is $32.91. However, there are also emerging opportunities within the cord blood banking industry, including the potential to expand market size through increasing public awareness, new clinical trial data supporting applications for hematopoietic stem cells, HSCs, from cord blood and mesenchymal stem cells, MSCs, from cord tissue, improving public perception toward stem cell therapies, substantial dealmaking within the industry, including mergers, acquisitions, and funding rounds, the potential for cross-organizational collaboration through formation of cord blood industry associations, occurring in the U.S. and South America, a trend toward diversification within the industry, with cord blood banks effectively becoming stem cell banks through the storage of cord blood, cord tissue, and in some cases, placental tissue, amniotic fluid, and more. Within this rapidly evolving ecosystem, those who choose to commit to understanding current opportunities and threats will be positioned for a substantial strategic advantage. A global market requires global understanding. While these factors vary somewhat by market, there is a substantial advantage to having a global understanding of the market. You need to understand successes and failures by region to be fully informed of your competitive environment. You need to have a firm understanding of emerging trends that could expand to new regions and impact your business model. In addition, research advances, clinical trial findings, and technology advances do not know international boundaries. They are shared nearly instantly from region to region. The cord blood market is global in nature, and understanding dynamics limited to your region is not sufficient for making strategic, informed, and profitable decisions. Furthermore, cord blood banks now exist in every developed country, as well as within most developing nations. With approximately 500 cord blood banks operating worldwide, maturation of the global cord blood market means that each cord blood bank is now fighting harder for market share. Currently, the U.S. cord blood banking industry is the most mature cord blood banking market in the world, having the first company to offer cord blood storage, 1995. Largest total number of industry participants, both public and private. Most cord blood units banked relative to population. However, other regions have contributed major events as well. In 2008, a Taiwanese company, Health Banks Biotech Company Limited, became the first company to offer cord tissue storage. It was not until July 2010 that the first private U.S. cord blood bank began offering the service, Cord Blood Registry. Since then, The trend of cord tissue storage has had a significant impact on the cord blood banking industry, with a large percentage of cord blood banks worldwide offering the service. In China, the government shocked the cord blood industry worldwide when it announced that only one cord blood bank would be allowed to operate within each province, and official government support, authorization, and permits would be required. While the China Cord Blood Corporation has since earned permits for 3 of the 7 Chinese provinces, holding majority share of the Chinese cord blood market, and is now competing as one of the fastest-growing cord blood banks in the world, several other providers of cord blood services disappeared when this legislation was passed. In Italy and France, it is illegal to privately store one's cord blood, which has fully eliminated the potential for a private market to exist within the region. In Ecuador, the government is now creating the first public cord blood bank and has instituted laws such that private cord blood banks cannot approach women about private cord blood banking options during the first 6 months of pregnancy. This has created a crisis for the private banks, and there are now only 2 remaining in Ecuador. Most recently, the Indian Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, banned commercial banking of stem cells from most biological materials, including cord tissue, placenta, dental pulp stem cells, and more. Only umbilical cord blood banking is permitted and licensed within the country. Clearly, it is vital to understand the market dynamics and risks, as well as the emerging opportunities within different regions of the world. Cord blood stem cells, as compared to other stem cell alternatives. Since the first stem cell transplant occurred more than 50 years ago, 1957, there has been a nearly exponential increase in stem cell transplants. And in late 2012, the millionth stem cell transplant occurred, a landmark event in stem cell medicine. Cord blood stem cells have distinct advantages over other sources, including that they are younger, more adaptable, more pure. These traits result from cord blood stem cells being the earliest, non-controversial, stem cells that can be extracted from a living human, and therefore haven't been exposed to viruses, chemicals, or pollutants in the environment that can alter cell function. While bone marrow stem cells are the most commonly recognized type of stem cell used in transplant, cord blood stem cells are increasingly showing advantages over other stem cell sources, including reduced immune reactions, such as GVHD, and a greater flexibility for HLA-mismatched cord blood units to be used in transplant. Although cord blood banks began offering their services in the United States in the mid-1990s, it is within the past 10 years that the percentage of cord blood transplants has significantly increased. Today, it is clear that the stem cells contained within cord blood banking have the potential to improve and save lives. Since the first cord blood transplant was performed in 1988, stem cells derived from umbilical blood have been used in more than 30,000 transplants worldwide. However, many expectant parents still do not fully understand the significance of cord blood storage. Awareness levels remain a substantial limitation to cord blood market potential. A study published in the 2006 Journal of Reproductive Medicine showed that a third of expectant parents are unaware of the option to preserve cord blood. Of the two-thirds who have some knowledge, 74% describe themselves as minimally informed. The study also identified that 84% of prenatal patients expected their obstetricians to be able to provide them with information on the subject of cord blood banking. However, only about 14% were educated about cord blood banking by their nurse or obstetrician. Unfortunately, a parent survey conducted by BioInformant Worldwide, LLC, 600+ responses from recent and expectant parents, identified that these percentages have shifted very little since 2006, despite attempts in most countries worldwide to encourage healthcare providers to offer prenatal patients balanced information on public and private cord blood banking options. Cord blood banking awareness levels have changed relatively little since 2006. Key survey findings from 600+ recent and expectant parents. In addition to exploring awareness rates, this 40-question, 52-page survey of recent and expectant parents worldwide explores topics that include how to strategically position your products, effectively educate parents, prioritize your marketing budget, and understand why parents bank publicly, privately, or not at all. It also reveals the most popular blogs, websites, and apps among expectant parents, and it provides key insight into the minds of your prospective clients. Use the findings from this section to make effective decisions. Create targeted marketing messages, and produce higher prospect to client conversion rates. Key survey findings include: rates of cord blood banking awareness by gender, income, geographic location, and education. Sources through which expectant parents learn of cord blood preservation. Factors influencing private versus public storage of cord blood. Price sensitivity and quality expectations. Approaches for communicating with expectant parents. Key factors influencing the decision to store cord blood. Parental responsiveness to health statistics. Tested language for communicating with expectant parents. And more. Sources of cord blood banking industry data. This global strategic report is based on BioInformant's real-time monitoring of the global cord blood marketplace, including cord blood databases that have been continuously updated for nearly a decade. It presents data sourced from global public databases, including scientific publication databases, clinical trial databases, grant funding databases, patents databases, cord blood storage registries, cord blood transplant registries, Google AdWords, search term analysis, Google News, industry announcements, and more. It also presents publicly stated revenue figures for cord blood banks worldwide. Importantly, it presents metrics and findings from the World Cord Blood Congress, the largest commercial cord blood banking and therapy conference in North America that brings together stakeholders from across the cord blood market, as well as the Perinatal Stem Cell Society Conference, World Stem Cell Summit, Perinatal Stem Cell Track of Cell and Gene Therapy World, and more. Summary of report findings. The report is designed to guide the decision-making of cord blood banks worldwide, as well as to advise private, corporate, and institutional investors entering into this market. As such, it considers a range of metrics that impact the global cord blood banking market. It includes trend rate data for cord blood clinical trials, patents, grants, scientific publications, and more. For instance, there are now more than 500 studies involving cord blood listed on www.clinicaltrials.gov, and there have been hundreds of patents related to cord blood collection, processing, and storage filed through the United States Patent and Trademark Office, USTO.gov. Globally, this patent count is even larger. Additionally, the increase in scientific publications on PubMed.gov containing the term cord blood is increasing with single-digit growth on a year-over-year basis. PubMed.gov is a global database of scientific publications containing more than 24 million citations for biomedical literature, which makes it an excellent resource for gauging biomedical research trends. However, grant rate data reveals that funding for cord blood-related research has been declining from 2012 to present. Key report findings include: market size determinations for the global cord blood market. Trend data for umbilical cord blood grants, patents, and scientific publications. Clinical trial analysis, including comparison of cord blood versus cord tissue frequency. Rates of worldwide cord blood storage, units per year. Current and future conditions treatable with cord blood. Probability of requiring a stem cell transplant by age. Trends in medical opinions of cord blood banking. Changes in legislative support for cord blood banking. Critical events and emerging technologies within the cord blood industry. Competitive environment analysis, including assessment of cord blood market leaders. Key strategic alliances within the cord blood industry. Crucial trends and unmet market needs. And much more. Summary of benefits. In summary, the report addresses rapidly evolving trends within the global cord blood marketplace. It considers a range of critical factors, such as public perception, medical opinions, recent scientific and clinical advances, accreditation factors, cost structures, and more. Use the benchmarks within this global report to strategically position yourself to expand, profit, and outmaneuver your competition. To learn more, view the executive summary and table of contents for the Global Cord Blood and Tissue Banking Industry Report, Market Size, Segmentation, and Forecasts. Cord Blood Market Report.